Pakistan police have arrested leaders of a coalition of parties opposed to Mr. Musharraf's re-election bid on October 6th. Among those detained late Saturday are two leaders of the Pakistan Muslim League Nawaz, Javed Hashmi and Raja Zafar ul Haq, and two leaders of Islamist parties, Hafiz Hussein Ahmad and Mia Aslam. Police say they want to prevent ongoing public protests against Mr. Musharraf's government from getting out of hand. But opposition parties say the 30-day detentions are clearly aimed at silencing Mr. Musharraf's critics. Hassan Iqbal is a spokesman for the opposition Pakistan Muslim League Nawaz, or PMLN.
He's now just become desperate to become unconstitutional, illegal president by crushing the opposition, by putting them behind bars and have a one-sided election. And this is a sham democracy. We condemn it, and we will go to the courts. We will protest on this, and we want the world also to see what kind of democracy General Musharraf is running in Pakistan.
Iqbal says other opposition figures have gone into hiding to avoid arrest. This is not the first time Mr. Musharraf's government has detained leaders and supporters of the PMLN to prevent protests against his government. 2 weeks ago, police arrested several key party members and hundreds of supporters ahead of the attempted return of their party leader and former Prime Minister, Nawaz Sharif. He was deported hours after landing in Pakistan, despite a Supreme Court ruling allowing his return from exile. The PMLN is now seeking a declaration of contempt of court against Mr. Musharraf. In a separate issue before the High Court, opposition parties want to bar Mr. Musharraf from running for president while he remains head of the military. Mr. Musharraf has an uneasy relationship with the Supreme Court. Earlier this year, he attempted and failed to fire the Chief Justice for challenging his government. Islamist parties condemn Mr. Musharraf's cooperation with the United States against extremists and his order in July for a lethal raid on militants at a radical mosque in Islamabad. That incident prompted widespread street demonstrations. Daniel Scharf for VOA News, Islamabad.